My phone's going to be ringing.
Ignite your purpose. Max's phone's going, but he's blowing those guys off. We are Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's the mix of the mental, the physical, and the, what's the spiritual?
Ooh. No, my word was mentical.
A mentical, the mental, the spiritual. It's mind, body, soul, trifecta. And we always talk negative to positive. Better today, better tomorrow, better the day after. So I think this topic came up yesterday. Oh, by the way, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. You like
it? Subscribe.
Subscribe, wherever that little button is. Tell your friends, comment, and get more than all of that, just engage with us. Just say thanks. Appreciate it, guys. We think you're doing some good, or I really got some help from that. Or tell us if it sucks.
Be careful what you wish for, brother.
Tell us if it sucks like a cheap hooker in a Turkish prison.
Woo! Done.
Taking it down. But thanks. Thanks for your time anyway. So today I've written it down. The question that one or the other of us came up with was, why do we always aim so low? Okay.
This is, man, I mean, I say this, I must sound like a broken record on the audio, man. Like, it's another good question, because I want to say that these questions are meant, even if you don't like what we're saying, even when you hear them in your subconscious, they're meant to peel this onion back of our higher self, our inner self, whatever self you want to talk about, just not the superficial self. Yeah. And that one, it hits deep for me, man. And John and I have been talking about this for a long time, you know, behind the scenes, even the other day. I remember saying something to him and I said, yeah, and if we get five people that do this, and when we came off of the talk and we played back, I was like, do you hear that, John? I said, five people. What the hell? Why didn't I say 500? Why didn't I say 5,000? Why didn't I say 500,000? Because, John, five is so attainable and I'll feel happy and safe.
I mean, you're still going to get five people. You're still the first five people. Those five people are important.
But of course.
Start there. And for me, we're going to say it again. It's that freaking programming. Who remembers when they broke up? Oh, don't reach too high. What if you don't make it? What if you can't do it? What if you fail? What if somebody else doesn't do that? What if don't reach? Just stay there. And be average. And you know what you get when you aim for average? You get freaking average life. You get a normal life.
Oh, man, that sense shivers up my spine. And on top of that, we have to understand the people who are telling us that attained average. So they don't want us, you know, not in a malicious way, but they don't want us to, you know, aim for something and not succeed. Whereas that's what this life is for, man. We're not here to just, we always say this, John, you know, be born, have a couple years of fun as a kid, hit school, finish high school, go to college, have your kids, get the white picket fence, the 2.1 cars, pay your taxes and die. Dude. Now, if that makes you happy, I get it. It's cool. I understand. And there's probably thousands of people who would just wish for that life. But when we're in this place that we're in of awareness, man, you and I have been having this problem for the last, I mean, don't get me twisted. We started, we're rocking and rolling, but we are still catching ourselves after talking about, you know, the Grant Cardones of life, 10X this and, you know, being on London Real and all that. Still to this day, 10 years in the game, and I say five people. Boggles my friggin' mind, man. That is, like you said, that is hard. That is hardwired programming, John. That is hardwired programming.
And this is... And this is why we both believe there is value in this show, because we're fucking human beings.
Amen.
We still struggle each and every day with these things. It's not like a next level.
Yeah,
you don't ever go back down.
No.
Man, life's a game of snakes and ladders. And we've got to think all the time, well, why did I think that I'd do that? And when these people are telling us don't reach and don't climb and don't aspire to do this, I don't necessarily think they're being malicious and horrible, but it's their programming. And if you kind of leapfrog above them and you do aspire and you do attain, it just shines this light on them, and they've got to then look at themselves and consider why they have this average life. And people do not want to do that. They look at the micro within their lives. Get up, go to work all week, might go to the pub on Thursday, might take the wife out for dinner on a Saturday, oh, go to the pub again with mates on Sunday, I'll watch the football or the car race. And these are the little micro highlights in people's lives.
And we're guilty of that.
That's great.
We were there.
Yeah.
Two things. It's way easier, and I'm probably paraphrasing Gary Vee here, but it's way easier to complain than put in the work, right? So instead of actually trying to put in the work and knowing it's a 50-50 chance you might succeed, you might fail, it's easier to just not do it and complain as we get older. The good old days, back when I was in shape, maybe I could have done that, and then we just never did it. And on the flip side of that, on probably the most boring study I've ever heard, but, and I'm going to botch the numbers here, but I think I've said this before in a past show, John, but there was a study done on youth between, I think, you know, 0 and 6 years old. I'm botching these numbers, but the amount of times they heard no and the amount of times they heard yes, it was something like the amount of times you hear no is 200,000 plus, and the amount of times we hear yes is maybe 1 to 5,000.
Every day of the week, whenever you're out and about somewhere, there's a family and the kids, don't do that, Jimmy, and don't do that, Johnny, and Susie, stop. Oh, what if you spill it? What if you drop it? What if you carry it? And the way the mind works, if your little boy, little girl goes to pick up a glass of water and carry it across the room and you say, don't spill it. The brain works like this. Spill that, don't. So the first word the brain hears and triggers is spill every fucking time.
Yep.
So we can go, hold it tight, concentrate. And if you can pop in that positive, that superlative in there, that keeps it on the straight level. Sorry, buddy, you were about to jump in then.
No. And at that age, this is a sponge, right? Those wires aren't formed yet. But like we just said, those who have possibly amassed whatever they've amassed in their life, their programming are then teaching that unwired brain. And it's just this massive, it is the matrix. It's this never-ending circle. And it takes at some point us, at whatever age we are, us listening, us, you and I, to start peeling back and unwiring like an electrician. You've ever seen an electrician unwire a power box? It takes time. And then we got to rewire, buddy. Right. Yeah. And that's what we've been doing. And that's what part of the show is about, bringing light to some of these subjects where you go, makes you stop and just go, that's true. Okay. How can I change this?
Yeah. But mostly for Max and ourselves, because we've caught ourselves this week a number of times. Oh, if we get 5 people, if we get 10 people, we're having to speak out verbally these affirmations of we're going to affect hundreds of thousands of people's lives.
Yeah.
And if we think about it, if you aim for affecting hundreds of thousands of people's lives and you don't make it, you might get this far. You might affect 5,000 or 10,000 or 500 or 6. If you age it changing, I just want to change one person's life. If I can just affect one person and make their life a little bit better, that'd be great. You might affect their left leg, fucking nose or something. But if we are going to aim big and we're not going to make it because we don't make it because we all fail, I'd rather get partway to a million.
Amen.
Or 6.9 billion than partway to 100.
Amen.
Or 46.
And I agree with you. And to go on a deeper level there, when we spit those numbers or whatever level we're setting our bars to, that could be John and I, that could be you, the listener. When we set these bars, that's a subconscious set. You know, I wasn't planning to say 5. I didn't even know I said 5 till John and I re-listened. And then I questioned John. I said, can you believe I just said that? This is subconscious. You understand? I did not go into my mind and have to think about that. That was spit out from my subconscious mind. That means my programming is so deep and so still wired like that from that immigrant mentality, leaving the house at whatever age, blah, 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 blah. that's where my bar is set. And that is such horse shit. And it's good to have this awareness so that we can then, like, John's laughing because he feels the energy. We can then talk each other. Hopefully you got a crew that'll up the game and go be like 500,000. You know, this is how we make change. This is how we, and I'm not saying change the world, but this is how we make change in our own self, right?
Yeah.
To then change the others around us or help that, facilitate that change.
And on that note, thank you very much for listening in. As always, do that subscribe thing, like us, share us, comment, get involved, and we do hope you'll be there for the next episode, as always. So
tomorrow.
From me to you. Ciao. Bye-bye.
See you guys.